Have you ever heard of the phrase, you can't out-exercise a bad diet? Now, we're not talking about diets today or exercise even, but it goes along the same lines of you can't just pick supplements, use supplements when we're not willing to also address the body at the same time. And that's what I'm gonna talk about today, just three things that you can easily do that are practical to slow down your nervous system and get yourself into a more state of calm. But like I said with that quote, you can't out-exercise a bad diet, is we are often trying to find relief. We want the next magnesium supplement, the next drink that's gonna relax us, right? I'm only saying that because, hi, hand raise, it's me. I didn't realize that I was always chasing this next drink, chasing this next supplement to hopefully help me feel better when I was completely ignoring the symptoms my body was showing me that I could easily apply something to my life to be able to start to reverse this state of fight or flight or this urgency, this mental racing that I found myself in. Your thoughts won't just slow down because your body doesn't need more pressure to just calm down. It needs signals of safety. And the good news is that God can meet you right there in that process. And so if you found yourself maybe laying in bed at night and your mind won't, you know, stop, or you keep thinking, or maybe you're overthinking about the what ifs and you feel this energy coursing through your body, then this episode is for you. I don't think I realized just how much my body was talking to me until I actually started listening, until my body felt safe. And when I feel safe, just having enough food, which we're going to talk about today, being willing to address fear, things I've been holding on to, my body just couldn't connect with my mind. And so they were always on. They were just kind of speaking different languages to each other. And so I had to practically learn how to help my nervous system throughout the day, whether I'm out grocery shopping or with family or whatever it is. And that's what I want to talk about with you today, because I want this to be easy. You know, inside of my course, Untangle Your Thoughts, when I'm talking about, you know, the different kind of thoughts, each thing that we kind of deal with, whether it's a thought, a physical symptom, kind of needs different talking to. It needs to be addressed very differently. And that's okay. But it's paying attention to what your body is saying so that we can properly give it what it needs. And of course, all from a biblical perspective. God isn't asking you to deny your body. He's not asking you to treat it like garbage. He's not asking you to talk to it like garbage. But for me, I was working on my mind a lot, and even working on my body in the physical sense of the working out, but I wasn't willing to actually listen to how maybe stressed. I wouldn't even call myself impatient, which I was just talking to a client about this the other day, as much as the nervous system was maxed out. It couldn't take anything else in. Psalm 4:8 says, "In peace, I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." Sleep, rest, peace, slowing down. These aren't achievements. These aren't something that you are working to get from the Lord. They're responses to safety. God built your body to rest. Now, you can rest even when it doesn't feel safe, but resting helps your body learn safety. That's why sometimes when I'm telling my one-on-one coaching clients, hey, when you start to rest, when you start to go against what your body has learned, it's going to feel so uncomfortable. You're going to come up with a million things that you should be doing, because what it's learned is that safety is found in doing versus being. So when we have these racing thoughts, our nervous system is really activated. And when you've been living in this fight or flight mode for a long time, your mind and your body, they don't even realize that it's allowed to rest. So it's in this constant state of scanning for danger, problems to solve, or unfinished business, which is why I think sometimes when there is peace, when there is quiet, when things seem to be going okay in life, we tend to be waiting for the other shoe to drop, which I have an episode coming out this month on that. Because it's almost as if there, when there is no chaos, we don't know what to do with ourselves. It doesn't feel safe. So your body isn't broken. It's really just trying to protect you. So the number one thing I think that we can do anywhere, even if we're talking to somebody, breathing. You've probably heard this a million times. Me too. But I never really practiced it. I don't know, maybe you do. Because it seems so easy. We want to take long exhales because it calms the vagus nerve and it tells your brain that we're safe. And your body listens to your breathing pattern more than your thoughts. So shallow, fast breaths. I'm saying breaths, not breasts. They both sound the same. I'm saying something different, okay? They signal danger. But slow, deep exhales signal safety. So when you are extending your exhale, you activate your vagus nerve. And that's kind of that calm down switch. It can start lowering tension, heart rate, even your racing thoughts. Your body just starts to think, okay, we're slowing down. So then your body starts to slow down because a racing mind needs a new rhythm. So we have to practice a new rhythm, and breathing can provide a slower rhythm. This is so important. And inside of my Untangle Your Thoughts course, which, by the way, you can go to jessicahuddle.com/heal, head to the show notes, get signed up, go through this. You can do it on your own time. You have lifetime access. But if you really want to start addressing thought patterns and behaviors and getting unstuck with your negative thoughts, I highly recommend going through my course, Untangle Your Thoughts. But instead of trying to just think your way out of anxiety, which typically never works, in the sense of your body has to feel safe too. Breathing gives that something kind of that anchor to hold on to, kind of interrupts those patterns, which again, I talk about a lot this with my clients and inside my course, kind of this interrupting our loops. So breathing, 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 breathing. Don't underestimate what breathing can do. The second thing, this is huge. And you're going to think that's so small, but it's big and it's practical. Slow down. I can't tell you how many times I've had this conversation with my one-on-one clients. Just slow your body. When we're talking about nervous system and they want practical, slow down. Stop running around in your house, going from task to task to task, you know, from the laundry to the dishes to the bedroom. Just slow down. If you're in the grocery store, you are not in the Indy 500, slow down. Mind your pace. Because I always just kind of considered myself as this person, like, I'm a fast walker, okay? And there's always these jokes, like with my husband and I, of how quick I am, and he needs to pick up his pace and all this stuff. Well, now that I've spent really the last 2 years healing, but this year really healing, I realized I'm telling him to slow down now because I want to walk slower, because I can now tell when I am power walking that my nervous system response of fight or flight kicks in. And so I'm slowing my pace. I tell myself multiple times if I'm in the grocery store or wherever I am, just slow down. When you're rushing, when you're scrambling, your nervous system thinks that you're in danger. Like, we're moving fast, we're trying to get away. But when you slow your pace, it's telling your brain, we're not escaping anything. We're okay. We're safe. And this is kind of us grounding on a behavioral level. And I think about how God created these rhythms for us to slow down. He gives us stillness. He calls us for a Sabbath, teaches us how to pause, shepherding, walking with him, how Jesus withdrew from the quiet or to the quiet places. There is nowhere in scripture where it celebrates a frantic, super fast-paced life. Slowness is really a spiritual practice and at the same time, bonus nervous system regulator. My husband, a couple months ago, did, or in the summer, I should say, did a teaching. And I loved when he said, Jesus is never driven by panic. He's never driven by panic, but we're always like in this frantic state of panic and go, go, go. So, again, first thing, breathing. Second thing, slow your pace. So, maybe right now, whether you're on a walk, slow down. If you're doing laundry, you are not folding to win a race of who can fold the laundry fastest. Okay. Now, the third thing, another thing that's practical that again, I'm constantly working on with my clients. And I think I really need to add this inside of the Untangle Your Thoughts course as a bonus. Eating enough to sustain the day. Every day is different as far as activities. But if you have three little kids running around, or you have three adult kids and you're going, or teenage kids, and you're going to this, event and that event, and you're working, we need to make sure we're eating. If you're working out, if you're walking long distances, we need to make sure we're eating. I truly believe it's one of the most overlooked reasons that your mind won't calm down is because we're not eating enough. So when you go too long without food or you're under fueling for your day, it's easier for your nervous system to go into survival, which can create irritability, anxiety, emotional overwhelm. And this isn't a spiritual failure. And that has sometimes nothing to do with not trusting God enough. It's just your brain thinks it's starving. And this is where I say, and I've even done a podcast on this, is that you can't pray away a dysregulated nervous system that just needs food. I love kind of some of the examples where, we can't get away from the fact like if Jesus fed people before he ministered to them, why wouldn't we offer our bodies the same care? Because when we get that low blood sugar, it kind of signals that to our bodies that there could be danger. So your brain is not trying to torment you, it's trying to get you to find fuel. So when your body doesn't get enough calories, protein, carbohydrates, it kind of goes into that, in fat, of course, kind of goes into that protective state where your digestion gets weird. You can probably feel bloated. Your thoughts get louder. Your emotions feel bigger. You feel wired but tired. And again, of course, this is not a one size fits all with like symptoms or things that you might experience. And not here to diagnose at all, but things can happen. So sometimes it's not about willpower and you're not too emotional. You're just often underfed. So when you think about, okay, Jess, how can I start to practically regulate my nervous system? One, start breathing in your car, when you're waiting on the phone, like anywhere, slow your pace. Anything that you're doing, slow your pace. Talk to yourself out loud. I talk to myself all the time. No shame there. Number three, eating enough. And you healthy eaters out there, when I say healthy eaters, like you're like, yeah, I know I'm eating, potatoes and broccoli and all that kind of stuff. You can tend to undereat as well because you're eating such nutrients dense and maybe a little bit more that you don't even realize how much more you could be eating based on your activity level. So a good way to do that, to just see where you are with food, is just track a couple of days. And you might say, Jess, well, tracking triggers me. Okay, totally get it. Maybe not track or have somebody else track for you, but something needs to bring to your awareness how much you're really eating and or what style of eating that you have. Maybe you're eating just a bagel and going out the door. Well, could we pair that with maybe some peanut butter and a protein shake? Something to get more in there. Okay, I digress. So, again, breathe, slow down, and make sure you're eating enough. This is going to help you through the holidays. This is going to help you just begin that practice of regulating your nervous system. If you want to learn more about how to untangle your thoughts, head to jessicahoddle.com/heal, HEAL, or head to the show notes, sign up for the course today. Or if you want a more one-on-one approach, go ahead, also head to the show notes. You'll be able to find a link that will take you to a free consultation with me. Just know you do not have to do this alone if you don't want to. But if you are at a place right now where life is busy and you want to be able to do it when the kids are sleeping or at nap time, get the self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, and begin healing today. Because remember, God's peace isn't earned. We receive it. He loves us too much, and he loves you too much. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.